This is episode 3 of the Awards Insider podcast. Thanks to TAFE New South Wales, Australia's leading provider of vocational education and training, for sponsoring our show. Today we're talking with Raj Ray from Silos Estate and the Chief of Judges at the Shoalhaven Business Awards.
Welcome to Awards Insider, the podcast for business owners who don't just want to win an award, they want to craft a killer entry that captivates the hearts and minds of judges. Learn from experts who have won, judged, and worked with awards programs all over the country. We are your insider hosts, Chance Hanlon and Miranda Packer.
Today's guest is Raj Ray. Raj has an extensive experience in business and education, having lectured at a number of Australian universities in IT, accounting, and law. He's the author of several published management papers and has a regular column in the business newspapers and magazines all around the world. Now a board member of several financial service organisations, he also spends time running his multi-award-winning Silos Winery on the South Coast. If this didn't make him fit to be our chair of judges, we think his ability to order beer in over 30 languages, including passable Swahili, may just qualify him. A useful skill in the region that's finally catching on to the craft beer movement. Welcome, Raj, to the HEV studio this morning, and lovely to have you here because we've heard so much about this man over the years, Miranda, haven't we? And especially Silos Estate. This is a fabulous winery that's won multiple awards over the years, not just from the Shoalhaven Business Awards, but also from the South Coast Tourism, and so it goes on. So, Raj, good morning and welcome to the HEV studio.
Thank you for having me here. I'm delighted to be with you.
Good morning, Raj, and I think just on that topic, you have actually recently won another new award, haven't you?
Indeed we have, and contrary to rumours, it's not just paid awards. We actually were selected in Gourmet Traveller, which was a delight and a terrific reflection on the hard work of our staff.
Yeah, and that was for Best Cellar Door and a small winery on the South Shoalhaven Coast?
Yes, it does sound quite precise, doesn't it? It was the best winery under the full moon on the South Coast on Tuesdays. No, it was terrific, and I think what it really does, it recognises the quality of small businesses that the Shoalhaven has that are being recognised outside our region. And that's one of the reasons I'm very excited to be involved with the Shoalhaven Business Awards.
Raj, one of these icebreaker questions, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I really wanted to own a window business, Chance. And then when I didn't do that, I thought perhaps I could do podcasts. But unfortunately, I ended up running a terrific winery on the South Coast. But in all seriousness, I actually came to Australia from overseas. And was fortunate to do my university education here in Australia. Mm-hmm. What did I want to be when I grew up? I wanted to be in a place like Australia. How great is it to live on the south coast of New South Wales in Australia in the 21st century?
Especially with the spectacular weather that we've got at the moment. The south coast is really showing off right now.
Indeed.
Great for someone who's just returned from Thailand.
Okay. Tell me, mate, how should businesses decide on what categories they should be entering into the awards?
I think the best way to look at this is to answer it in two ways. Firstly, mm-hmm. I think businesses have specialities. And so to highlight the speciality that they're involved with, I think that's a terrific category or focus for them to enter. The other one I think which is underestimated but is very valuable is to look at an opportunity or a development area in the business. And by doing so, the awards process actually facilitates that business development. Mm-hmm. So one is almost recognition of work that's been undertaken by the business, and another one is the reward of developing new business opportunities. So when I talk to business entrants, I say, is it a speciality you want to highlight, a particular element of your business, or is it a development area? And then have a look through the categories. There's quite a number. There's a number that roll up into the Illawarra Business Awards and the State Awards, and they may influence their decision. But certainly I'd say, what's my speciality, or is there a development area I want to focus on?
Can you briefly describe, Raj, the process that the business should go through in compiling and finalising their submissions?
Look, let me set to the side the practical process
okay.
of going online and entering and, yep. and all those kind of things. There's some terrific online resources to have a look at, and certainly there'll be workshops that'll be run through the award-setting process. But in terms of the practical elements of how do I get the information I want to communicate down on paper and through to the judges, I'd really suggest doing as you would do in your business every day. Your first point of call is really going to be yourself as the business owner or perhaps the manager or operations manager, something like that. your staff. Your staff are there day to day. They're interfacing with your customers and clients. They will have a lot to contribute. Really good submissions also end up talking to customers. They talk to how the customers perceive their performance, how they think they contribute to the development of the business. I think that's really important. And finally, then there's also going to be other stakeholders that may be relevant. We encourage not-for-profits to enter. Not-for-profits have a large group of stakeholders ranging from clients through to government agencies, perhaps regulatory bodies. For-profits will have industry associations. They'll have partners that they work with in business. I think these are terrific resources to tap into to start developing the framework for putting a submission together. Now, I should say, don't be frightened, because when you put the submission together, it doesn't have to be terribly long. It just has to be on the money. And so 200 or 300 words usually is sufficient per question. It's not a thesis that you have to write, but talking to a variety of people will get you a high-quality submission.
I find it interesting, Miranda, because I know NowChem, John Lamont's business, he's had a lot of his staff involved in writing the submissions over the years, and especially the last couple of years. He's actually stood back and let the guys write it, be interviewed, and come out with a pretty good result. So you find that, Raj, like a business like that? Is many other businesses doing the same thing? Or
I think, look, Chance, yourself and John have kind of pioneered the notion that staff are a very important part of the submission process. And I think the results that Handler Windows and NowChem have achieved is testament to the fact that if you trust your staff to help you run your business, you trust your staff to work with you on the submission.
Mm. Yeah. And I think the other great part of involving your staff in the submission process is that when you invite staff along on the night, they get to actually enjoy in the process of celebrating being a finalist, and if you should be so fortunate as to win, to win as well. I think it adds so much more if staff have actually been part of the process of entering.
Mm. Tell me, what some of the common mistakes you see in some of the entries? Is there something there that we should be all aware of?
Look, I don't think there's common mistakes. I think the one observation that I would make is that people often leave their start too late, I beg your pardon. The earlier you start, I fear it's a lot like school assignments or university submissions. The earlier you start, the more time you have to plan, the more time you have to talk to people. I would again emphasise it's actually not onerous to enter. It's not pages and pages of writing. It's not hours and hours of thought. But having a period of time to talk to people and to consider what your response should be will make it a much better submission. Mm. And when the judges get together, it's very obvious those people who have had the time to reflect on their entry and those who have not. Wonderful businesses in the Shoalhaven. We should be celebrating that, and you should be celebrating your own business by making sure that you put your best foot forward.
And I think the other important element of taking your time is giving yourself the opportunity to write a draft, then sort of finalise it, and ideally give it to someone else to actually look over, because no one's going to write their best work if they do it completely on their own. Giving yourself the opportunity to have someone else look over your work and have fresh eyes on it is going to produce a much better result than actually writing it all on your own. And I would probably even go so far as to suggest that you get someone to edit it, make a few changes yourself, and then have a final proof to just make sure that it's really easy and enjoyable and painless for the judges to read.
I'd concur with that. And I think it's important. I know I'm saying it probably like a broken record. It's not hard. Some people, indeed, they enjoy the process because it lets them reflect on their business and their performance. Yep. over the years. So I just encourage an early start, really not because there's a lot of work to do, but time for reflection.
Is Google something they can use to help put a submission together? Is it useful information there?
Yeah, and if they are Googling, what do you think that they should actually be looking for? What sort of resources and websites and references can people be using?
I think the Business Chamber puts together a sort of terrific brief of requirements. But when you go online and you have a look, anything from, you know, standard business resources that the Australian government puts out, perhaps the Telstra Business Awards, that's another good source of information. But I'd probably change it from just suggesting that online research is probably your first resource. Your first resource is internal with your staff and your customers. But really, then there's a whole bunch of trusted advisors that you would be working with in your business, perhaps your partner, your peers, your accountant, your business advisors, your financial planner. I think these are really useful resources to tap into because they are close by, they're trusted, and they're going to know the key elements of your business, perhaps better than searching for funny cat videos online.
Which is always a really good use of time when you want to procrastinate.
Absolutely.
Tommy, what's your number one tip for business owners entering the 2017 Shoalhaven Business Awards this year?
I think view it as a tremendous opportunity for your business. I think I've said earlier that you should start early, very much like Al Capone, right? Vote early, vote often. But I think the earlier you start, the more you'll get out of it and the more resources you'll be able to pull in, your staff, your customers, online resources, as well as trusted business advisors. I would make the point yet again, it's very easy to tell the people who've had time to reflect and prepare a submission and those who have not. It doesn't mean hours and hours, but it means some time to pause and reflect on what you want to say.
Would you also advise anyone entering to talk to other business leaders or other business people who have vended over the years and actually won some awards maybe to have a look at the way they've written their submissions?
I think that's a terrific suggestion, Chance. And there are people who are very giving of their time. You should try and reach out to them. They'll be able to help and support your submission process. And there's some wonderful businesses in the region, so they'll be able to give you ideas that perhaps you haven't had a chance to think about.
Yeah, and I think it's perhaps a common misperception that, you know, someone else who is entering the awards may not want to help you and see you as competition. But I think human nature is that if someone reaches out to you and asks for your help, you feel compelled to actually help them. And if someone comes to you and says, you've won awards, you've got experience, I need you to help me, I think it would be pretty unlikely that someone is going to say, no, I'm actually not going to help you.
Not very true.
Well, thanks, Raj. A lot of really great tips in today's show. It's been really great having you here. Now, can I ask you, what's your favourite podcast at the moment?
Well, except I would say that I don't podcast, so I have no idea. But I will say I've just watched a terrific show online, which is podcasted, except it's
Podcasted, yep.
Which is, I'd actually recommend it. It's called Midnight Sun and it's from Denmark and it's some of the most compelling videography I've seen in recent times.
Is that right?
Mm. Have to look that one up. Thanks for the tip.
No problems at all. Thank you for having me here today.
No, thank you. Thanks for being in the HEV studio. Good luck with the Chihiro judges and looking after all the judges and making sure everything goes nice and smoothly. Not like the it was the Academy Awards or the Emmy Awards?
Yeah, it was the Academy.
Absolutely, yep, but that won't happen.
Gave them the wrong envelope. Won't be happening at our awards.
So there you go, Raj Ray here at the HEV studio for 2017. Thanks, Raj.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Awards Insider Podcast, Episode 3. Thanks to TAFE New South Wales, our show sponsor. TAFE New South Wales offers the best off-campus-based delivery as well as flexible online and work-based learning. We hope you got some valuable tips from Raj Ray on what you should be doing in preparation for writing your awards application. Stay tuned for our next podcast where we will be talking to Rosemary Gillespie, Director of Proof Communications, about what elements make a winning submission.
This podcast is brought to you by the HEV Studio.